When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Softcore History.
Hello and welcome back to Softcore History. My name is Jake Goldman. I will be your host for this week. I am joined, as always, by my two co-hosts, Dan Regester and Rob Fox. How's it going, boys?
Thanks for having me on your show, guys.
Oh, you're welcome, Dan.
Pleasure, as always.
Yeah. I would have preferred you stay behind the camera, but...
God, you raccoon.
What? Someone called me a human raccoon.
Oh.
But I'm clean now, boys. Look at this mustache. Look at this purdy stash.
Only part raccoon now.
I like Jack Mandeville's comment on our Instagram on your picture.
I'm very breedable.
What did he say?
He looked that Dan looked very breedable.
Thanks, Jack.
Strong poor jowl.
I honestly, after I looked at that picture later to see how he was doing, and I was just like, you do look like an 80s porn star, and I can't tell if it's gay or straight. It could be both.
And
be
the
honest.
Chain right now, too. Sorry, this is all visual humor, but Dan
go
is
to the YouTube.
Cool.
Yeah, go to the YouTube. Check. Just take a look. Take a peek.
Yeah,
but
check
also,
us out on YouTube.
Somebody said I looked like the actor that plays Kick-Ass. And I will.
Aaron Tyler Johnson.
I will gladly take that.
Yeah. Which is weird because
he's a handsome man.
He hasn't always been like jacked.
Yeah, he's had a glow up.
Yeah.
It's called getting older.
I guess. I mean, he was in Age of Ultron, so he's been jacked for a while now.
Well, as some of you may not know, if you're new to listening, we are actually a history podcast, but we also have a history Patreon too. You can check us out at patreon.com/softcore history.
We're softcore history.
Soft. We are a
softcore.
Yeah, we're
a history adjacent audio show.
Yeah, we never will do multi-part episodes for deeper dives because
Ever.
We don't do that.
Fuck that.
No, we're keeping it within an hour and a half here.
Dan Carlin is our spiritual stepfather.
Yeah, he just
that
looks
we
down.
Constantly disappoint.
Yeah, he just looks at us and goes, "Why?"
Our goal is to get sued by him.
Yeah. So if you could make that happen,
yeah, it's the opposite of getting bought.
Just get sued.
Our
destroyed.
Goal is to get a C&D and
have to stop
and dissolve. Yeah. Yeah,
for him to podcast bear hug us,
and then he would do a 16-hour episode on the legal case against us.
Yeah, and it'd be so good.
That's where these assholes got it wrong.
Yeah. Be a damn good show.
But anyway, yeah. So check us out on patreon.com/softcorehistory. We do 2 extra episodes a week for just $5 a month.
Ad free.
We've got a great one this week.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it.
I'm so excited to do it.
Well, today we actually got a topic. We have a Discord too for Patreon members, but we got a little topic that was brought up in there and I decided to take it and run with it. It's about the Johnstown flood.
Wow, way to kind of mail it in. Somebody hasn't done that before last week.
What?
I also got my topic from the Discord.
You guys
as well.
Are such lazy pieces of shit. I used ChatGPT for my topic this week, all right?
You just
listen,
had to write it.
We're giving more value to the Patreon members because it gets to kind of recommend what we do.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, ChatGPT, write this history in the style of an asshole who's lazy and doesn't care about the topic.
What Rob did was he fed all the frat romance novels into it beforehand. And he's like, write in this style. It's like, Greg woke up and came all over.
So I tried to ask it once to write a blog in the style of Total Frat Move, and it wouldn't because it's an inappropriate website.
That's funny.
Yeah.
There are limitations with AI.
For now.
For now. The cool AI, the ones that the actual companies have, no limitations. But for us...
For the peasants.
For us normies, we have to deal with a morally right artificial intelligence. That doesn't seem...
That's dumb. I know. Give us the full there's balls
like,
to the there, wall.
There's legitimately, there's like, I'm sure AI behind the scenes where they're like working on stocks and they're like, okay, maximize profit and minimize death. And then they see that, like, you know, minimize the deaths that would be caused from this profit. And AI is like, all right, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep. And they give him a number and they're like, can I see it without minimizing death?
Can you increase death by 10%?
Like, literally.
Yeah. Like, do you think BlackRock has these fucking...
BlackRock's probably been doing this for, like, 10 years
already, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Also, like, machine learning's been around forever. Like, not forever, but, you know, they've been doing this
for algorithms for gambling. Vegas has it.
Yeah. But
honestly, Vegas probably invented AI 30 years ago. For gambling.
Yeah, that's how they set all the lines.
Yeah.
So rich people wondering what they can get away with while still minimizing death is actually going to be a topic today.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we'll get into it. We'll get into it. So just for everyone that doesn't know, also, the reason I picked this topic, by the way, I have family from Johnstown. I've been to Johnstown twice.
Is this in Nevada or something?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
The Johnstown flood.
I don't fucking know.
You don't know what the Johnstown flood is?
No, you're going to educate me on it.
You know what the Johnstown flood is.
Of course, Dan. I know what the Johnstown flood is.
Well,
y'all remember the flood of 93?
No, we're going further back.
I know. I'm just saying. You probably don't remember the Mississippi River flooded massively in 1993.
Oh, no one cares.
No
one cares. No, but this also, to be fair, historically significant.
It is Jake, so it could have been like 2005.
Yeah, you never know.
There were more recent Johnstown floods. Johnstown's a pretty flooded place, but we'll get into it. So the city of Johnstown, Pennsylvania was founded in 1800 by a Swiss immigrant, Joseph Johns, where Stony Creek and the Little Conemaugh Rivers joined to form the Conemaugh River, the location essentially on the river.
Now, I'm going to need you to talk in a mid-Atlantic Philadelphia slash Pennsylvania
It's not Philadelphia.
Accent.
It's
oh, no, the water's coming. We're all going to drown.
These are Yinzers.
It's not?
Either, same thing. It's like still mid-Atlantic, kind of Midwest. You mean, still have
well,
to
the
it.
Classic mid-Atlantic is my announcer voice. It's... Oh, no, the water's coming. We're all going to... It's flooding. We're all going to die. Run. Everybody
that is,
run.
That is the mid-Atlantic.
Save
no,
the children.
No, it's more of a... You have to be complaining the entire time. You have to sound like... It's kind of like
Conemaugh.
A nuisance.
Is this like Mayor of Easttown?
A little bit.
Okay.
Mayor of Easttown is like Delaware County.
We are talking about Yinzers this
it's
day.
But one
it's
in the
it's,
same
it's
dog.
Just slightly different.
They just say weirder shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. I'm always like perplexed by the accent when I get to Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You guys talk like this. And you forget. And then you start finding yourself talking like them after a couple days. And you're like, how is this happening?
I have no problems with Pittsburgh.
I don't either. I like Pittsburgh.
Or that side of the state.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know. Most of Pennsylvania is just fucking redneck as hell.
Pennsylvania gets let so off the hook. For how fucking white trash it is.
It's right next to West Virginia.
It's right part of it, but it's also, I mean, like, it really is, like, there's Philly, and that's great. Really, it's just Philly lets it off the hook. I don't even think Pittsburgh, like, helps that much, because it's a huge fucking state.
It's
huge
gigantic.
Fucking
mostly
state.
Woods.
It's like 7-hour drive.
Yeah, to go across it, and it's not, it's, you know, it's not like, thin either. Yeah, like, north to south's probably.
Well, it's the Keystone State, Rob.
North to south's what, 4 hours probably?
It's a big old rectangle for the most part.
I don't know, because Philly to New York is probably 2-2.5 hours.
The point being, there is so much empty fucking nothingness in Pennsylvania.
It's beautiful, too. I will say that.
A lot of mountains. Poconos, Rob.
Poconos, that's it. You got to hit those O's right.
Y'all hit the Poconos. Or you going down the shore.
God.
Going down to Wildwood. Might hit up Wawa to get some hoagies before we...
Yeah, there it is. That's a east side Pennsylvania sound. But yeah, no, I mean, Johnstown is a beautiful place.
Yeah, the west, you're going to go to Sheets.
I just take exception as a Missourian, because everyone here is Missourian. They're like, oh, fuck, redneck. And then, but like Pennsylvania, gross state. Like largely very gross.
I mean, to be fair, we're just a big old redneck planet floating through space.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean gross state? You mean the region of freedom? It's where our democracy started.
Again, Philadelphia's history does a lot of heavy lifting on masking what that state really is.
So do we as a country. Yeah, the location of Johnstown, essentially on the river, allowed it to become a prime stop for industrial development and began to prosper with the building of the Pennsylvania Main Line Canal in 1836 and the construction of the Pennsylvania Railroad and the Cambria Iron Works in 1850s. However, while Johnstown was built in a place where industry could flourish, The natural features made it a prime location for flooding, and rapid industrialization added additional risk.
Now, you land on the railroad spot in Monopoly. You buying that property? You buying that slot?
I buy everything I land on in Monopoly.
You just shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah, that's...
Buy.
That's the best strategy in Monopoly.
Yeah.
But then you get down bad.
You just
start selling stuff for like half price.
Lending. You just keep leasing.
Well, you got to steal the money as well.
Debt isn't real if you never have to pay.
You got to be the banker and then just take hundreds when no one's looking.
Yeah, and that should be legal in Monopoly.
There is no such thing as cheating in Monopoly.
There is a rule where it's like you have to catch people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure there is a rule where it's like it's on you.
You're supposed to be a robber baron.
Yeah, the game is called Monopoly.
Oh, I've never played it.
You've never played Monopoly?
No.
You're
more of a sorry guy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Nowadays he is, am I right?
Hey. Ooh. Life. I wasn't a big fan of life.
Life is stupid.
Life. I'd rather eat the cereal.
Life is not a strategy game at all.
I was a big Risk guy, of course. And then if you want to get to more into like dive into nerd shit, Axis and Allies. Me and my dad and my brother would play that a lot when I was a kid. But that's like that's a board game that takes like days or weeks, depending on.
Just kind of sounds like,
what's the one that everyone
you're dipping
plays?
Your toe into Dungeons and Dragons, but you didn't want to fully dive in.
Yeah. And it's like Dungeons and Dragons, but for history.
Or is it more like Warhammer?
It's not like Warhammer.
What is Warhammer? Everyone,
I don't know. Everyone keeps
see
about
it online, and it's my penis.
I fucking mentally check out the moment I see an orc. Yeah. Like I'm just like, no, pass.
What?
Yeah,
he hates like Lord of the Rings.
I do like Lord of the Rings, like those movies, but if it's like a game or something, like a military game, but then there's like elves and shit, I'm just like, pass, I'm out.
I'm going to just leave that alone. Rob doesn't like fun. The high steep hills of the narrow Connemara Valley and the Allegheny Mountains to the east.
The Allegheny.
Allegheny Mountains.
Allegheny.
And shout out to our boy that found those kids from having a dream that was in the Allegheny Mountains.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That kept the development of Johnstown close to the riverfront because there was a geographical barrier for them to develop outward. Meaning even without any man-made influence, the area surrounding the city is still prone to flooding due to its location on the rivers, whose upstream watersheds include an extensive drainage basin of the Allegheny Plateau.
Is this a situation like Houston has where their flooding keeps getting worse because they keep pouring, like keep concreting over like marshlands and shit so there's nothing to retain the water?
Yeah, it becomes a soup.
You nailed it. Yeah. Yeah. Even more so, the Connemara River, immediately downstream of Johnstown, is hemmed in by steep mountainsides for about 10 miles. A roadside plaque alongside Pennsylvania Route 56, which follows this river, proclaims that this stretch of the valley is the deepest river gorge in North America east of the Rocky Mountains. This is all very important.
So it's a super deep river?
It's very deep.
Fuck that.
This place is not that important, so let's just get that out of the way.
Actually was very important for steel production.
Mm.
So developers' artificial narrowing of the riverbed to maximize early industries left the city even more flood prone. So basically slag from the iron furnaces of the steel mills in the area was dumped along the river to create more land for building. They created artificial extended riverbeds basically and narrowed the waterways.
Little
more.
Tributaries.
Yeah.
Smart.
By 1889, Johnstown's industries had attracted numerous Welsh and German immigrants. With a population of about 30,000, it was a growing industrial community known for the quality of its steel. But just 10 years before that, some important American power players would create even more risk for the small yet booming town.
Andrew Carnegie dip his dick in this fucking place. Yeah.
You know it. Your boy. Above the city, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania built the South Fork Dam between 1838 and 1853 as part of a cross-state canal system, and Johnstown was the eastern tip of the Western Division Canal, supplied with water by Lake Connemara, the reservoir behind the dam. Over time, as railroads became the main form of transportation over canal barge transport, the state of Pennsylvania abandoned the canal and sold it to the Pennsylvania Railroad. The dam and lake were part of the purchase, and the railroad sold those to a private interest group.
Yeah, railroads really fucked over any city that was, like, booming from water transport.
Yeah.
Like, it happened to, like, St. Louis, Memphis, New Orleans, any city. And actually, those cities were still so big that they persisted.
Rob, this is why you have to pivot, like Vanderbilt. Yeah. Sold all of his steamships and was like, railroads.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, the cities can't really pivot. And that's actually...
they're just there. Yeah.
What's really funny is, so, like, obviously those major cities, they were fine. They weren't fine, but they still persisted because they were so big. But there is just up and down the Mississippi River... dotted, like, it's essentially the same as, like, Rust Belt towns when the steel mill went away, yeah, or when the steel or whatever
production went away. Or when the railroad went away, and, like, all the cities out west that just are dead now. Like, if you drive through, like, the western United States to, like, where big railroad lines used to run, you'll just find these, like, towns with, like, 200 people, and you're like, how the fuck did you get here?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's you go up and down the Mississippi, even like Hannibal, Missouri, like, where Mark Twain is from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, why does this town exist? And you're like, well, there's not a reason for it to exist now, per se, but at one point.
I would argue there's a lot of those towns in this country. We need to start getting rid of towns.
Yeah, well, we kind of are. I mean, people just move out of them.
Let's get rid of cities, though. I'm saying put some cities on the chopping block.
Mm. Oh, full-blown cities.
Yeah.
All right, who you chopping?
That's a great question. Obviously, we're an anti-Denver podcast.
We're right. Fuck Denver.
Yeah,
Denver
we don't do Denver.
They're about to win a second championship in, like, just as many years.
Yeah, with the Avs and then the Nugs.
Yeah, they don't deserve that.
What have they ever done?
Honestly, I would put Austin on the chopping block.
This city is...
We could do without it.
It doesn't deserve what it's been given.
No, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It doesn't deserve comedy.
There's no like geographical reason it's this...
Oh, there's no geographical reason. People were just like... This just became like some weird city in the 70s and 80s or something. And then some people just kept moving here.
Yeah. Yeah, vibes.
And it was also like all the other Texas cities were kind of like normie. And then this city was like a weird, like, hippie libertarian spot, kind of. And people just vibed with that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, but yeah, there is no like really geographical resource here. Like, we have a river, quote unquote, but it's really just a dammed river. It's not like it was doing like anything nationally.
Obviously,
important.
We're taking St. Louis off the map.
Oh, fuck off.
Kansas City's, well, that whole state can just go.
Yeah. You need to make that a big lake.
That'd be great.
Just a big center, like a big old pee hole in the or
dude,
butthole.
Just flood St. Louis, make a lake.
It's a big lake. Lake Missouri.
The arch is underneath, and you can kind
of
go
the
scuba
arch,
diving.
The arch is actually just poking out of the top, and you can jump off.
Yeah,
you
sit on the top of the arch, kind of kick your legs, and then drop into the
water. It's like a big sandbar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the sickest hang spot on Lake Missouri.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, I think so, too. You would have a current, too. It'd be so big.
We could probably get rid of the most of the Pacific Northwest.
I would keep Seattle.
We can keep one of them, because they're very similar. So, like, Seattle, Portland.
Oh, keep Seattle. Keep Seattle. Fuck Portland. Portland can go, too.
Portland's got a great, you know, food and beer scene.
So does Seattle.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same.
It is the same.
Seattle's on the bay, though, and you have Vashon.
Let's, maybe they can combine.
How? Also, isn't Seattle, like, right next to Vancouver?
It's close, yeah.
Just make it a super city. Just make it a mega city.
With Vancouver?
Like, DFW, yeah.
But we're going to take Vancouver, obviously.
Yes, we will, obviously.
All right, we get rid of Portland, we conquer Vancouver,
yeah,
and then we make Super Seattle.
Yeah.
And we bring back the Sonics.
Let's get rid of Shreveport.
Louisiana? But
yes.
That's not even big enough to warrant.
It's not even on my radar.
It doesn't matter. I want it gone.
All right.
We're making calls. That's my call.
All right, cool. Next one, Gainesville. Later.
No. Pass.
College Park, Maryland.
Veto.
Nuke it.
Yeah. No, Shreveport just sucks.
This just becomes an episode of people that have wronged us.
Mm-hmm. The entire city of Shreveport is one. Anyway, yeah. So a group of power players in Pennsylvania decide to buy the reservoir.
Reservoir.
So yeah, a group of Pittsburgh speculators purchased the abandoned reservoir and converted it into a private resort lake for their wealthy associates.
Sick.
A kind of frat.
They made like a little Lake Tahoe?
Kind of, yeah. Many were connected through business and social links to Carnegie Steel, and in 1879, they created the South Fork Fishing Club. Amongst its members included Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Mellon, who I'm sure you guys know why those two are in order, but for those that don't, he's a former U.S. Secretary of Treasury, a huge banker and an industrialist, and Henry Clay Frick, who helped form U.S. Steel, the Reading Company, and was a chairman of Carnegie Steel as well. So these are big wigs, big shots.
Well, also Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, Carnegie Mellon as well. Yeah.
What?
You ever heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Pretty important one.
Where is it?
It's in Pittsburgh, I think. Or it's in Pennsylvania.
I think it is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I would imagine it would be in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I keep thinking it's in New York.
No, Carnegie Mellon is, well, you know, that makes sense a little bit. Carnegie Hall, stuff like that. But I believe Carnegie Mellon's in Pittsburgh.
It is. It is for sure. The club was designed to give the most powerful men in Pennsylvania a quiet retreat, a place to enjoy the magnificent wealth they had accumulated
bang
in
whores,
the steel.
Bang whores. Bang whores amongst the pines.
To enjoy the wealth they had accumulated.
No, they just smoke cigars. That's it.
And bang whores amongst the pines.
They were lame.
I don't think they were banging whores, dude. I think they were just like, how can we aggregate more wealth?
That, yeah. Business was a sport to them.
Yeah, that's. It's
business
not even about
was
the money.
Their vice.
It's not money. It's points. Those are points. Like, I just need more points.
Isn't Carnegie technically the richest person of all time?
He's up there, man. It would be Octavian.
Carnegie, I believe, is the richest American of all time.
Okay,
and that is true.
Vanderbilt's, I think, heads of state is cheating, though.
Kind of, but I mean, like, Octavian also, it wasn't like really like a head of state. He was like the emperor. Like, he...
That's literally ahead of state.
I know, but like...
A better Roman example would be Crassus, or Crassus, or however you say it. That guy, the guy who was the richest dude in Roman history, and they poured, like, a Parthians killed him by pouring gold down his throat.
Yeah. The African king that had a shit ton of gold.
Mansa Musa.
Yeah,
he devalued all the gold in Egypt.
He tossed it out in Egypt, yeah. But, as a head of state, I just don't know that I want to count heads of state, because that would mean...
But a king...
Like, Vladimir Putin is, like, the richest guy in the world right now, right?
But, like, a king... I think a non-democratically elected head of state counts still. Like, someone that's just a king.
But
like,
if your bank is the treasury, if your checking account is your country's treasury.
Yeah, you just own a country.
I don't know.
Either way, so Carnegie, I mean, I don't even know if it would be Carnegie, though.
I think it is Carnegie. It's either Carnegie or Rockefeller.
Of all time?
Even yeah, for, more? For Americans, for sure.
For a single person, but do you think it's more than the Saudi family?
Now, no.
It might be close. Anyway, we can get into that later. Whatever. That's probably another episode.
MBS is just rolling in it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so they bought this reservoir to, you know, as Rob said, bang whores in the pines, or, you know, just aggregate their wealth, whatever. They had to make some changes to the reservoir for the ritzy fishing resort to be exactly how they needed it to be. Development included lowering the dam to make its top wide enough to hold a road and putting a fish screen in the spillway. Yeah. Workers lowered the dam, which...
Don't want an eyesore.
Bring that down just a little. Just 3 feet. They brought it down from 72
Lower the dam, but it's still above water level.
Actually, Rob might be right about this, because they made... It was 72 feet. They made it 69 feet tall.
Banging horse.
Hey.
They went right... They knew what they were doing.
Nice.
Even worse.
When someone tells you who they are, believe them.
This is dumb as shit. I hate that.
Right, because people say that, but then it's that the person's not actually telling them anything. They're just interpreting it, and they're being like they interpret what someone does or says how they want to interpret it, and they're like, they just told me who they are.
Yeah, no GOP congressman has ever gotten up, I'm sure maybe one or two has, and been like, I'm a Nazi. It's like, yeah, in that case, sure. Like, but it's never that.
Right.
Like, yeah. Or the other way
around.
Like,
I'm
a communist.
No. I deducted it. Yeah.
Even worse, a system of relief pipes and valves, a feature of the original dam, which had been previously sold off for scrap, was not replaced by the fishing club, so the club had no way of lowering the water level in the lake in case of an emergency. That lake, Lake Conemaugh, was 450 feet in elevation above the town of Johnstown. The lake was about 2 miles long, 1 mile wide, and 60 feet deep near the dam, so they only had a gap of about 9 feet with that dam wall.
Okay.
For the water. In 1889, a combination of nature's will, industrial modification, and the decision of these who benefited from that
industry.
Call
it industry, God's will, you fucking atheist.
Sure.
It's God's will. Nature's will.
God's plan.
God's plan. Yeah, you fucking
hippie. We control the weather, though.
Well, now, because...
We control the weather. Always have.
It's funny that you think you have power.
I'll be writing Hollywood.
Yeah, you're like a fucking... janitor at Universal celebrating a big opening.
You're gonna knock a dude that cleans other people's messes in a happy place,
especially the Blue Man Group. Imagine that.
Oh my god,
every night
the cleanup is just marshmallows and fucking,
like,
paint.
God damn it. Yeah.
Get us a new room.
It's just shot, you're just shop vacuuming until 5.
Can you guys just do this over a giant grate?
Can we have a tarp, please?
Oh my god!
I feel bad for any stadium cleaner.
Oh, dude!
Like cleaning up after like a baseball game, especially because that's the messiest foods.
Oh no! Some of the baseball stadiums, the floor just drops out.
Do they? Because that'd be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
The trash just goes into a giant chute down to the core of the earth.
Yeah, that would be smart. It just floats there.
They should do that, and then it'd be a funny terrorist attack to flip the chute in the middle of a game.
Everyone falls to the center of the earth.
Yeah.
China's digging a hole right now to the center of the earth.
They are digging a deep hole, yeah.
You know why? They're trying to get to us.
They're trying to get to Vegas.
Yeah.
We never suspect them to come that way.
It's Ocean's 14. It's Danny Ocean over there trying to get into the Bellagio from China.
Damn, dude.
It's a long game.
He's a smart fella.
A couple countries have.
You don't have to announce that it's an aside.
No, but I want to dive in on it for a second. A lot of countries have started, like, we're going to just keep digging.
Russia did one, but stopped.
They always stop.
Japan's doing one.
Where?
I feel like they shouldn't.
They don't have enough room. China and Russia. Russia was doing it in, like, Siberia. That's the perfect place to do it. China, I assume, is doing it where Uyghurs used to live or something.
Or where they currently live. Using them. Use them, yes.
It's just the Uyghur hole, actually, is where they...
I feel like you can't say that.
What else?
Throw them in the Uyghur hole.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, Japan, like, they don't have the real estate for that.
No, they're precision people.
It's just a pencil-sized hole.
Yeah, it's just, like, the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
And then one guy just goes over the hole and looks at it, he's like, further.
Where would our hole be, I guess?
Our hole would be St. Louis. I guess We've already discussed this.
It's a lake. It's a fucking hole.
But I guess it would just be New Mexico. We've already done enough tests there.
That's where we did the bomb.
Might as well.
Well, right? That's White Sands, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, by the way, boys, we're going to go see Oppenheimer together, right?
We should.
Live watch.
Just bring a fucking smartphone
we'll
in there.
We'll go live on Instagram.
Yo, it's
good.
We'd have to just
open
do it.
Night.
Yeah. Right up front.
Live podcast.
Oh, you see that shit? Look. Oh, my God. Be a great way to get a
charge. Shut up.
What, from the back?
Yeah.
Drop it!
We get kicked out of Alamo Draft House in 5 minutes.
All right. So, yeah, all that shit that was going on. Not great conditions for a city that already floods.
Right.
On May 28th.
Just like Houston, by the way.
Yes, it is.
They literally are covering every ounce of soil that absorbs water in Houston with concrete.
When you remove soil and cover it up, there's nowhere for the water to go. And that's why Harvey was so bad.
Well, it is a concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
That's New York.
Yeah, Houston's a concrete swamp
where
dreams can't escape.
Yeah, it's like a black hole.
Yeah, it's like a dream catcher. It's like a dream catcher dome is just over it. But it doesn't protect you from bad dreams.
No.
It stops your good dreams from escaping.
Houston's rad, though. I like Houston a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's all right.
Not really. It's really spread out.
Great
and,
food.
The
food seems great.
It's fine. It's the same as it is here.
I'd rather go to Dallas 10 out of 10 times.
That fits. You have a Dallas face.
You do. You're very Dallas.
I take that as a compliment, by the way.
The women in Dallas aren't looking for wealth. They're looking for generational wealth.
Yeah.
Right. Lawyer is not.
Cool. You
know, founding partner.
Yeah, but they're not asking what you're doing. They're asking what your dad does.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm not a lawyer. I'm very obviously not a lawyer. But they definitely know.
But you are mine.
I'm your lawyer?
Yeah, you sign all the paperwork.
If I need to.
If that's what a lawyer is, sure.
It's a lot of it. I don't have an agent.
Normally, it's writing the papers that are signed.
No, the lawyer's got to go through.
They got to
cross the T's, dot the I's.
Yeah.
So Rob's mine. I don't have an agent.
Well,
like Lamar Jackson, your buddy's just doing the legal work for you.
You never want that.
It's weird. I only get 10% of this podcast.
Yeah, no, that's the agent's fee. Is you get 10%.
And I'm a Rob's consultant.
So you guys get the 90. It makes sense.
Yeah. Weaseled his way into there.
Uh-oh. Weaseled, interesting choice. Really went PG on that. On May 28th, 1889, a low-pressure area formed over Nebraska and Kansas. By the time this weather pattern reached western Pennsylvania 2 days later, it had developed into what would be termed the heaviest rainfall event that had ever been recorded in the Midwest.
Like it was last night, just fucking dumping.
Dude, we got hail last night. It was crazy.
I was so pissed off. I was sitting on my back porch. I bought a cigar, and I was going to drink some beer and smoke a cigar and write this Patreon episode.
You could have still done that.
No, it was fucking horizontal rain. Like, it was, like, it's the whole back
sideways.
Porch was getting blasted. What?
It's raining sideways?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was really windy. I was getting fucking, I had to go inside. Put out the cigar and go inside.
You should have smoked inside.
Just seems like you need a better
porch. I know.
Porch.
My bitch wife wouldn't let me. And honey, if you're listening to this, which you're not,
you've only done it
every,
once.
I meant every word of that.
With the amount
blow
of
the smoke in your baby's face.
Make I try. I want to make them stronger.
Actually, cigars raise testosterone for a short-term period.
Let them chew on it.
What, the babies?
Yeah. Let Finn chew on it.
Yeah, he's teething, right?
Not yet, but I mean, he could suck on it instead of a binky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's an American pacifier right there, my friend.
I do or feel embarrassed whenever I talk to other kids or other parents with kids my age, and they're all talking about how, you know, these are like alpha parents. Like, I don't hang out with beta cuck.
Well, you can't.
Right. And anyway, they all talk about how they're like, man, my two-year-old's got the thickest pubes. he sucks on like 5 cigars a day.
You ever seen a shag rug?
And then I look at my hippie wife, and I'm like, why? This is like, I can't brag about Rory or Finn's pubes.
How come
both of whom should have a bush already?
How come Rory can't fillet an entire steak yet, like, or an entire cow yet? How come he can't break it down?
It sucks.
I know.
Not a cow. You're the game you hunt.
Sure, whatever. Right.
Like, or I'm trying to
little venison.
I'm trying to give him cigars and scotch. And yeah, raw venison, and my wife will only let him ingest salmon and rosé.
He's going to end up like Jake, smoking a fucking vape.
Yeah.
He's going to end up
having a podcast.
Yeah,
wait. There's still time.
I think I just need to vent on this show, to be honest, about how my wife gives our kids way too much salmon and rosé.
Ugh. Well, at least the mercury will make
the mercury poison is going to drive him nuts.
Yeah, he may derive strength through his insanity.
No, that's just going to make him an artist.
Oh, God.
He's going to be a creative now. That's what you want? You want a creative kid?
Not really.
Ugh.
Not, no. It's just disgusting. I'm ashamed of myself for being even mildly creative.
Yeah,
well, not with this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's why the podcast is really kind of correcting course nature-wise, right? Like, I could be writing or doing something, but instead, I'm just drinking and farting into a microphone, and that's, you know, it's better.
Well, that's entertainment.
That's showbiz, baby.
Hey! With the amount of rain, overnight, small creeks became roaring torrents, ripping out trees and debris. Telegraph lines were down and rail lines were washed away. Before daybreak, the Conemaugh River that ran through Johnstown was already about to overwhelm its banks. But even worse, water levels at the South Fork Dam began to quickly rise. On May 31st, Elias Unger, who managed the South Fork Fishing Club, looked outside and began to worry about the rising waters.
I just looked outside, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's rising.
A lot of water in that creek.
And he's not in Maine.
I know, but I just...
I can't do Yinz or voice.
It'll
can't do it.
Why?
Yinz ought to get out here!
Yo. The river's coming up.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Starting to come in the backyard, a creek.
He supervised a group of Italian laborers as they frantically dug a new spillway and tried to unclog the existing one.
The expendable ones. Smart. Smart.
Yes.
This dam's going to break. Get the guineas.
Get them in here.
Get the guineas with shovels now.
Mm. They should still be expendable.
I agree.
Like, whenever we have issues in this country, send in the Italians.
Yeah, the mafia should just be like the
Yakuza.
I don't
know. I feel like the Italians never really, you know, the Irish built the fucking railroads and that horrible...
You're saying Italians have no work ethic?
Yeah, they're lazy people.
That's a lazy...
They have to turn a crime to turn a dollar.
Yeah, they can't make an honest buck. Italy wasn't sending their best.
So,
did they have, I mean, anything good?
I don't think so.
Look at that country over there.
I don't think so.
Beautiful place. Terrible people.
I've heard that, I've never been, but I've heard as far as going to Europe goes, like, Italy's, like, incredible to go to, but it is much...
They've given up.
It's much dirtier and grimier than any, like,
same
France
with Greece.
Or anything like
that. Greece is the same way. All these ancient
But Italy's a first world country, and it's, like, way... People have basically told me, like, it's way grimier and more run down than a first world any other first world country they've been to.
Yeah, but I would say Greece is a lot dirtier, and...
Greece is... I wouldn't classify Greece as a first world country.
Have you been to Greece?
I have. Anywhere you go to, there's dicks everywhere. Like,
what do
you lighters. Mean? Like, you go into the grocery store or whatever, it's just a dick lighter.
Oh, there's
or like
cock everywhere.
Yeah.
See, but that's what's going to happen with America, too. Eventually. We've just been prude about cock. Like, we only got cool about titties like in the last 40 years.
We are actually a very messy, dirty country compared to a lot of like Central European ones. Oh my God. If you go to like Munich, you just walk around. There's not trash anywhere.
It's are you really trying though. To hold yourself up to Germany?
You don't want to be Germany though. It's still gloomy.
Austria.
It's
Switzerland.
There's a German.
Denmark.
Mm, okay.
Like Copenhagen's really nice and clean.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot of dirty, dirty European countries.
Oh, totally.
And there's a lot of, you know, clean spots here in this country as well.
Yeah, I'm not saying we're the cleanest. I'm just saying Italy in particular, like going there, it's like, it feels like people almost described like Mexico without the bad stuff in Mexico.
And I've never been, but I imagine Salt Lake City is like immaculate.
Yeah, you would think so. It's got to be clean. I do need to know the spillway that they were trying to dig out while they were trying to dig the new spillway. The original spillway was clogged because the fish trap got sucked into it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Dude, flash flooding is fucking terrifying. That's the only natural disaster here in Central Texas.
Yeah.
We don't get tornadoes, earthquakes, any of that shit. Tune inland for a hurricane. Flash floods fucking all the time.
So, yeah.
I'm fine with it. I live on the third floor.
Every fucking year, there's a flash flood here.
Yeah, all you have to do is not drive into the water.
That's the thing. Every time,
you'll see three or four cars try to make that
Some
voyage.
Some guy's just and like, way, I got it.
They're all locals. Like, they grew up with it. It's like, so I grew up in
the locals might be the worst drivers here.
Oh, they are.
In like a Toyota Corolla.
They're fucking morons.
It is always a Corolla,
but that would be like, honestly, if, like, I'm from the Midwest, right? It would be like if a tornado was coming, like confirmed motherfucking coming, and you were like, I got to get up higher. I got to get on the roof.
We need a better view because we're going to be storm chasers.
Because I can't be, oh, dude.
That's the eventual spinoff. I don't want to, like, I don't care about softcore history. I want to chase storms.
Storm chasing is the other podcast content that I would do for sure. Like, I would start, like, if we wanted to go fully independent and supplement softcore history, I would do it with storm chasing.
I just want to live out the plot to Twister.
Dude, so
I guess
we would just go to Florida and you'd go to Missouri and we'd do hurricane season and you'd just get tornadoes.
You can do tornadoes in Texas, too.
Yeah. We got to figure out if we can nuke the hurricane.
Yeah.
Get our hands on a nuke. See if that works. Or like a giant fan.
If we use AI to crash Kazakhstan's economy,
we can probably be able to get a nuke.
Yeah.
They have a nuke?
Yeah. Why does Kazakhstan have a nuke?
Have nukes.
Oh, because they were former.
They're a former Soviet state. All those motherfuckers have nukes.
Oh, yeah. All those Soviet countries. I just watched War Dogs again yesterday.
Yeah.
And
so
they're
good.
Just arsenals.
Yeah.
There's giant arsenals.
There are a lot of nuclear weapons in the hands of countries you really don't want to have.
They're just sitting in a warehouse, though.
Yeah. Although a lot of them are allegedly, like, don't really even work as a nuke anymore,
no.
But they still can be, like, a dirty bomb and shit
like
that.
I mean, all bad. Anyway.
Tactical dirty nuke?
Sure. I guess, yeah. I guess any nuke is tactical in a way, right? Like, what is the definition of tactical?
It more like a battlefield nuke? Like, you can use it to, like, nuke out troops?
Yeah, you're not nuking out, like, cities or civilizations.
So tactical nuke is, like, one used in the field.
I think it's smaller and used in the field, yeah.
Okay, got it.
So, like, Russia could technically, say if Ukraine's counteroffensive began tomorrow and there was a breakthrough and Putin was just fucking crazy enough to do it and needed to stop that breakthrough, plug a hole in his line, he could nuke it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know who really wanted to do that? General Douglas MacArthur during the Korean War was begging, screaming at Truman to nuke the border between North Korea and China so the Chinese couldn't send soldiers over.
Well, listen.
They just wanted to radiate.
It would have worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have worked.
He just wanted to radiate the whole border.
That's winning a war to lose the rest of everything else.
Yep.
If there's a man with a quick trigger finger with nukes, it's Truman.
No, actually not at all.
Well, he's the only person to ever do it.
Kind of.
Twice.
He knew the bomb existed.
Doubled up all of humanity.
Oh, my God. Let's just do it. Let's just go see Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about nukes.
We can talk about Oppenheimer. We might just do an Oppenheimer review bonus episode.
Or might as well just do an entire episode on Oppenheimer.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Anyway, back to your Italians.
Yeah. Anyway,
so what we're going to do is we're going to send in the Italians with a nuke.
Yeah. Sure. That they have to detonate But they have to stay there
manually.
For it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like that guy at the end of Starship Troopers.
Bunch of fucking Vinnies with ball pin hammers. Yeah, like, all right,
hey, bing, hey, boom, hey, boom.
When's it gonna go?
Hey, a bing, a bung, a boom. We gotta blow it up.
Yeah. So they, Elias Unger, quickly realizes these Italians are not getting the job done. This thing's gonna be fun.
Told you they're lazy people. I'm telling you, Irish,
oh my God,
German, Chinese, Mexican, all better workers.
Yeah. The Irish would have fixed this.
We would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes, we would have. We wouldn't have done the job right.
He would have just died more and cried about it later.
Well, yes, we would have cried about it later. Yeah. That's how who we are.
We're a good storytelling people.
Kind of, but they're sad stories. I'm saying we would have dammed it up with our own corpses.
Yeah, yeah. You would have just jammed the other fucking...
Yeah. But you
McGillicuddy's in there.
But the water, the Italian corpses can't dam it up because the grease, the water rolls off
We're
of them.
We're just going into it. Huh?
Yeah. And they would also just explain it in a theoretical situation that they would never do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Elias Unger sends John Park, an engineer for the South Fork Club, to deliver a warning to the people below the dam, including Johnstown. Park rode on horseback to a telegraph office in the nearby town of South Fork to send warnings to Johnstown explaining the dangers. Unfortunately, Park
did not. The
water
is coming.
The water coming.
No way he was faster than it.
Well, it hadn't broken yet. Okay. The dam hadn't been breached yet. Unfortunately, Park did not personally take a warning message to the telegraph tower. He sent a man instead in his place. And that was never passed to the authorities in Johnstown because there had been many false alarms in the past. And everyone was like, nah, it's not. It'll be fine.
So it was a boy who cried.
Yeah.
Flood.
All efforts to save the dam were abandoned at around 1:30 p.m., fearing that their efforts were futile and the dam was at risk of imminent collapse. Unger ordered all of the men to fall back to high ground on both sides of the dam, where they just basically sat back and watched it all go down.
Had to fucking, nothing else you can do.
Now, stay woke. There's plenty of cities or towns in this country that were flooded to create man-made lakes.
For example, a Missouri lake.
That's how St. Louis was built.
The lake in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people keep getting Lake stuck Lanier. In chimneys and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so crazy to me that, like, forget that stuff makes sense because that's fucked up. What's crazy to me is how many people drown each year because, like, a piece of, like, a lake plant catches their ankle. Like that chick from Glee, Naya Rivera.
Yeah, and her little babies on the boat.
Yeah.
Wait, what caught her ankle?
Like...
Oh, like seaweed or something?
Basically,
like,
yeah.
Lake weed.
Well, there's a massive seaweed issue going on right now that's just showing up on shores.
Yeah, but it's just the ocean taking a dump on the beach.
Yeah, that's ocean.
It's making everything very nasty. And it's like, I don't want to go to that beach anymore.
Well, why would you? The ocean just took a dump on it.
I know. Back to my original point, though. Maybe this is the fishing society.
The sea people?
The fucking club. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
There maybe it was a bad investment, and they're like, you know what? We're going to collect on some insurance money. Flood this bitch.
I don't think that's how it would work.
That would be funny if they were like, but it was like a long game, like a long con, and they were like, yeah, we can lower the dam. No problem. Should be fine. Want to build a road? We'll make a big, smooth road, much lower than the dam currently is.
Yeah.
Cars and other stuff. We'll roll right over it.
They're playing 4D chess.
Yeah. Fishermen.
Talk about railroads, yeah.
Yeah, fishermen are known to do that.
They're not fishermen, though. They're like just...
They're industrialists.
High-powered individuals that just want a place to go on the weekends.
Well, while this dam is about to breach, Johnstown is already flooding because of the fucking storm. The situation worsened during
the
storm.
Yeah, I'm sure that just the waterways are already there. Fucked.
Yeah, so the water rose as high as 10 feet in the streets, trapping some people in their homes. Finally, sometime between 2:50 and 2:55 p.m., the South Fork Dam breached. A LIDAR analysis of the Conemaugh Lake Basin reveals that it contained 14.55 million cubic meters, or 3.843 billion gallons of water at the moment the dam collapsed.
I know that's a lot, but that number is like meaningless to me.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, we'll get to what it means in a second. It is insane.
You need to tell
Give us the wave that was created.
Yeah, you need to tell me something dumb, like it could feel... 5 Rose Bowls. There's just something where I'm like, whoa!
I'm about to explain all of how bad this is. The rest of this is going to be about the flood itself.
Did it become a giant aquarium?
Of doom. Yeah. If you like, if instead of fish, you like corpses, really good aquarium.
By the way, this reminds me of, speaking of Texas and flash floods, you read about this every year. It's like it's happening in like San Marcos a couple years ago. People just lived on the river. Like, I mean, like, they had a house on the river, and like their house gets swept away. Like if you want to just watch wild videos, just look up like flash flood.
It happens
house.
To beach houses quite
dude,
often.
But like the shit, like the Memorial Day weekend flood in like 2015, where it was just like two-story homes floating down the fucking river.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane.
Fucking wild.
Seems like an easy way to move.
Yeah, relocate.
I will say,
if
there's one body of water you should not live on, it's a fucking river.
Mm.
Don't live next to a river.
Live high up. Live on a bluff, if you're going to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or just live on a float like Huck Finn.
So, that 3.8... like, billion gallons of water, it took only an hour for it to empty from the lake after the dam collapsed. That's how fast it was moving.
Okay.
That seems long.
No. It's so fast to displace that much water. The first town to be hit by the flood was South Fork. The town was on high ground, and most of the people escaped by running up nearby hills where they saw the dam spill over. Between 20 and 30 houses were destroyed instantly or washed away, and 4 people were killed. Continuing
That's
on...
That's pretty good. Honestly,
it's not bad.
That's not bad.
No, it gets...
We're talking about this place and 4 people died?
No. This is what... This is like little baby flood right now still.
Right.
It's stopping. It's grinding. It's leveling up at each town it stops at before it hits Johnstown. Continuing on its way downstream to Johnstown, 14 miles west, the water picked up debris such as trees, houses, and animals. At the Conemaugh Viaduct, a 78-foot-high railroad bridge, the flood was momentarily stemmed when debris jammed against the stone bridge's arch, but within 7 minutes, the viaduct collapsed, allowing the flood to resume its course. However, owing to the delay at the stone arch, the floodwaters gained an even more powerful surge, so it actually just got really strong behind the thing, resulting in a stronger, more abrupt wave of water hitting places downstream than otherwise would have happened. The small town of Mineral Point, 1 mile below the viaduct, was the first populated place to be hit with the renewed force. About 30 families lived on the village's single street. After the flood, there were no structures. There was no topsoil. There was no subsoil left. The only thing left of that place was the bedrock it sat on. It wiped away everything.
So it's like if you're like waxing your leg hair and you just rip it to the bone?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. It's like they got water nuked.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing left. It's just rock.
Oh, hold on. They got power washed.
It's like taking a power washer to your leg.
Just God cleaning
at the nozzle.
Yeah.
Like just right to the...
Right down to the hot white bone.
So these were small towns that it was hitting. So the death toll here was only about 16 people. But
so far, I'm not going to lie, this body count is not doing it for me.
It's all saving up for Johnstown. All
right.
So
it better fucking deliver, Jake.
I
swear to God, if I don't hear about 1,000 dead toddlers.
Italians.
If you...
Italian toddlers, yeah.
You were wondering about the equivalent, like the comparative force of the flood. This is the part where I tell you that. In 2009, studies showed that by this point, the flood was as wide as the Mississippi River and 3 times more powerful than Niagara Falls.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That still doesn't really...
What do you mean?
That does it for me.
Doesn't do it for me.
Have you been to the Mississippi River?
It's humongous.
No, never been.
It's fucking...
I guess I've crossed
it. At its narrowest, it's really fucking wide.
Like in St. Louis. I mean, it's fucking huge.
Cool.
That's a nuke.
Yeah.
I
need Brinkus to kind of show me a sports science of this.
What do you... It's like 40 Ryan Howard home runs in a... What do you...
Imagine
being hit by 12 Ray Lewis's.
No, it's 750 million Natomicon Sioux, okay?
Okay.
But you can't comprehend that.
But specifically stomping on your crotch.
Yeah.
While you're laying on the ground helps.
Or Marcus Vick, yeah.
Yes. Never forget. Kid didn't have a future, and he knew it.
Did Sue fuck up Marcus Vick?
No, Marcus Vick just... fucking curb
stomp. No, they both stomp people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I thought because Sue was notorious for stomping quarterbacks, including Blaine Gabbert.
Yes.
So I didn't know if. I respect that, though, out of Ndamukong Suh, to be
honest. I respect it more from a D tackle than a fucking quarterback. I'll say that. Quarterback stepping on people.
I know. That's like Sidney Crosby cheap shotting someone.
Yeah. It's,
and then he just goes and hides behind his fucking goons.
The village of East Conemaugh was the next populated area to fall victim to the flood. One witness on high ground near the town described the water as almost completely obscured by debris, resembling a huge hill rolling over and over and over again. So this thing has swept up so much shit.
That's one thing that they talk about in both of the major tsunamis of the last 20 years, is that like yeah, you drown or whatever, but you're also getting like stabbed 1,000 times by fucking sharp wood and metal and all this shit.
Sounds like you have something to kind of just kind of surf on.
If you can mount the board.
If you do it right, yeah.
Yeah. Tree comes your way, just kind of hang onto a branch.
Or like people
pop up.
The worst stories are like someone's like running away or something, and then like they don't even get hit by the wave. They get like smashed into a wall by a car that the wave is throwing at them. Like it's just.
Or a train in this case.
Oh, all right. Perfect.
So from his idle locomotive in the town's rail yard, the engineer.
Unstoppable force. You're the immovable object. Quite often they're like, they come to a head. You don't know who's going to win.
What's the immovable object?
You.
Just me?
Yeah. Versus a train?
You going to win?
I mean.
What are you talking about?
Ain't no train took me yet.
That's true. Rob has never once been hit by a train.
That was floating down a busted dam.
Yeah. Never once happened. Never lost. That's right.
I bet you guys I'll never be hit by a train.
That'd be very funny if you. That's how you went out.
Dude, you know what would be
guaranteed
nuts?
I'm getting hit by a fucking train.
It'd be really funny if, like, at that moment, a train just burst through the wall.
We put on your gravestone. He said he would never get hit by a train. He was wrong.
0-1.
Well, no, actually. Just write, pride cometh before the fall.
Pride cometh before the train. Yeah, so this guy's sitting in... Fucking A. This guy's sitting in his train. He starts feeling the rumbling approach. He threw his locomotive into reverse, and he raced backward toward East Conemaugh, the whistle blowing constantly to warn people. His warning actually saved people who reached high ground, but when the flood hit, it picked up his still-moving locomotive off the tracks and floated it aside. He actually survived, but at least 50 people died on the train, including about 25 passengers stranded on trains in the village. So,
how the fuck did he survive?
He's Bruce Willis.
I don't know. I don't know how he survived, but there were trains that were moving at full speed that just got fucking worked right into the middle of the flood.
Yeah.
So there are multiple trains in the flood. 57 minutes after the dam collapsed, the flood hit Johnstown and all hell broke loose. Residents were caught by surprise as the wall of water and debris bore down, traveling at speeds of 40 miles per hour and reaching a height of 60 feet. Some people, realizing the danger, tried to escape by running towards high ground, but most were hit by the surging flood water.
So, apparently the speed of the water of Niagara Falls is like 25 miles an hour.
So, this is 40.
Yeah.
Almost double, which is nuts. Many people were crushed, instantly killed by debris. Others became caught in barbed wire from the fire. Oh, God, that's right. Did I miss that?
Apparently.
Oh, fuck, my bad. So, yeah, this thing hit...
Johnstown's famous barbed wire factory.
This thing hit the Cambria Iron Works before it got to Johnstown, which was surrounded by barbed wire, like hundreds of yards of barbed
wire. So it was a tsunami armed with fucking barbed wire.
It was a tidal wave with a knife.
It was just an ECW fight. Just Mick Foley with a barbed wire bat.
This Sunday on WWE,
Rage in a Cage.
The Wave.
Razor Wave.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So...
But the catch of Rage in the Cage is that it's the wrestlers versus the cage.
The Hell in the Cell.
They yeah, Hell fight in the cell. But the Cell is fighting them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I will get to this. Those who reached attics or roofs or managed to stay afloat on pieces of floating debris waited hours for help to arrive. At Johnstown, the Stone Bridge, which was a substantial arched structure, carried the Pennsylvania Railroad across the Conemaugh River. The debris carried by the flood formed a temporary dam at this bridge, resulting in the flood surge rolling upstream, back the other way, along the Stony Creek River. Eventually, gravity caused the surge to return back again, resulting in a second wave that hit the city from a different direction.
Ricochet wave?
So it was so big, it got dammed, just floated back up, then came back down with more force.
I like that it regrouped.
It took a breath. It took a beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we continue, we do have some ads. First up is Policy Genius. If you plan on dying in a horrible flood, head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get a free life insurance quote, to get free life insurance quotes, rather, and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This is where I got my life insurance from my wife and I. It is the best place to do it. Now, they are not an insurance provider themselves. What they do is you give them all your info and stuff like that, and they will shop for hundreds of quotes for you. and find you the best deal in terms of, you know, monthly cost, coverage, so on and so forth, whatever. Like, if you have family, like I do, I got two kids, a wife who doesn't listen to the show, your loved ones depend on you, so in worst case scenario, you know, you don't want them to worry about money, obviously, right? You die, you want your kids to go to college for free or whatever. You know, you want them to be set. A good life insurance plan can give you peace of mind. You know, it just lets you know that if the worst should happen, your family will be okay. They won't have to sell the house. If you already have coverage through work, I can tell you that unless you're like 23 and you just want your parents to be able to pay for the funeral,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
But it's once you really get into adulthood, it's not enough. Certainly not once you're married or have kids. So that's why you need to head to Paul's Genius. Again, I just gave them my stuff and like all my info, my wife's info, stuff like that. And they, dude, like they shopped for a ton of quotes and they were really like their people walked me through it. It's not just like AI or some, you know, robot doing it. Like they have really expert people working with you. They were built to modernize the insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. You're just a few clicks away from your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 a month for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Again, they have licensed agents that are, they're so helpful. They are completely on top of everything. Again, like they just held my hand through the whole thing and it was awesome. Policy Genius, it's for parents, for caregivers. Again, it's not just like if your parents are older and stuff like that, you don't have kids or something, but maybe you have older parents and, you know, again, worst case scenario, you die before they do. Important for that too. Or if anyone else who depends on you, Policy Genius is for you. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. There's no added fees and your personal data, details, all that stuff. It's private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Again, this is where I got my life insurance from, my wife's life insurance. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. I know mine do, kids and wife, even though, again, she doesn't listen to the show. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Next up, we've got Fitbod. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/softcore. That's fitbod.me/softcore. Look, it's summer. It's pool season, beach season, lake season.
Got to get tight. You got to get tight.
For that, for those floods.
Yeah, for those floods, man. You want to be hot when you're getting you want to be shredded when you're getting shredded by a flood.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you never know. Maybe that strength. That extra strength
might
be the difference.
Maybe it allows you to get to the riverbank.
You just run a little bit harder up that hill.
Yeah, that's right. You get to just a little higher ground.
Look, Fitbod is you, Jake and Dan more so than me. I go running and stuff, but it doesn't matter how hardcore of a work exerciser you are or how casual you are. Fitbod is an amazing thing to use to basically help you reach your fitness goals, whatever they might be. And it helps hold you kind of like accountable to those goals. It's not even accountable. It's just like, you know how they say, like, if you write something down, you're more likely to do it.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of the same way with Fitbod. If you're using something to help you.
Yeah. And I'd say Fitbod really does a good job of just, it keeps you engaged. You know, a lot of times you get stuck on a workout, you get bored, you fall off of it. Fitbod takes your goals and your whatever you're trying to accomplish and creates a custom workout just for you with the equipment you have at your disposal, whether that's a gym where you work out at home like me, where you have your own equipment, or maybe you just even do body weight exercises. You tell it what you have, you tell it how much time you have and what your goal is, and it's going to spit out a new workout for you every day. And the nice thing is it knows what you did the day before, so it knows how to account for your muscle soreness and what muscles need to rest, so it can create a new workout for your non-activated muscles and keep you engaging and just staying on top of your workout targets.
It's an incredible app. It's an incredible program in general. Like I've been really pleasantly surprised with how much it has kept me engaged and just like helped me because I really just do body weight and running and stuff like that. So, you know, whether you've been missing gym time or, you know, you don't know how to build a workout plan, Fitbod will do that for you. Like Jake said, it switches up the exercises. And it also understands your progress and stuff like that too. So it'll kind of pick things out to it understands your progress and your goals. So if it thinks it'll basically understand where you're at based on what you did the day before and yeah. help you move in the direction you need to move in to get to your goal, whether you did more or less than you needed to the day before or aren't living up to whatever, it doesn't matter. Fitbot is really intuitive that way. And it has over 1,400 demonstration videos for different workouts and stuff like that. It's basically a full year of Fitbot is less than the cost of a single session with a personal trainer. And I mean, it is basically like having a personal trainer like in your pocket or whatever. The way how intuitive it is, how demonstrative it is, and just how helpful it is. And again, like you said, how it keeps you engaged and accountable to an extent as well.
It keeps you from hitting your plateaus. It gives you a new challenge every time.
So, and that's fun, and that's really awesome. So again, there's no better time to level up your fitness habit. Try Fitbod today. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/softcore. That's fitbod.me/softcore. Next up, we've got First Form. Look, working out isn't just about the workout.
No.
You need to put the right stuff in your body.
Yeah. You got to put good fuel in your body to get good results, man.
Damn right, Jake. I couldn't have said it better myself. So that's why you need to go to firstform.com/softcorehistory. That's the number one, STPHORM.com/softcorehistory, and you will get free shipping on all orders over $75 when you use that link. Now, first off, before we even get to what they tell us to talk about, amazing energy drinks, like truly one of my favorite energy drinks I've ever had. It's all natural caffeine, green tea, stuff like that, so you don't get the sort of lab-induced, like, just kind of...
You don't get the jitters.
The jitters, that type of crap. It actually, like, it's almost... I realized this the other day when I was drinking it. It's almost like an extended release. It's like an Adderall XR type situation. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just you get up real quick and then go back down. You know what I mean? It's like it really keeps me going longer.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You know, and that green tea caffeine is just less rocky, so that's good stuff. But what are we actually talking about?
Oh, well, the thing that they really want us to talk about, but I just am saying for the other stuff, the beef sticks are great too, 20 grams of protein, and then the energy drinks, those are both awesome. You should get that as well. Again, you'll get free shipping if you hit the $75 mark, so I'm telling you, buy a bunch of their stuff. But Opti Greens 50 from First Form is what we are officially here to talk about, and that is precisely formulated greens. It's a superfood powder meant for your overall immune system support and digestive health. About 80% of your immune system is located in the gut and digestive tract, so healthy digestion, you know, it's essential for overall health and wellness. OptiGreens 50 has 50 hand-chosen ingredients that are effectively dosed. It's not necessarily how many ingredients. The more important point here is that, you know, it's the right amount of each ingredient. The taste and texture are like no other product on the market. It's not gritty. It's got a sweet berry flavor from natural flavors. It's just, it's better. It's not like a gross powder. A lot of the smoothie stuff or protein powder, stuff like that, they're freaking foul. This stuff, it does taste good. Dan loves it. 100% of the greens ingredients are, they're grown and manufactured in the USA. It's low temperature processed, 100% organic grasses. This stuff, it's just great. All right. Your body can effectively utilize the nutrients in the product instead of the nutrients being, you know, high temperature processed, which leads to lower usable nutrient content. They've got a couple different types here, 5 different blends. The Green Superfood Blend, it's non-GMO and non-synthetic superfood, provide a well-rounded blend of vitamins for overall immune support. The phytonutrient blend is for increased antioxidant production to support immune health and as a natural defense against toxins in the air and the foods we eat. The Glycemic Balance Blend, that's for blood sugar balance, promotes natural energy and prevents those like highs and lows in energy throughout the day. The Digestive Enzyme Blend is for better breakdown of food and increased absorption of nutrients that your body needs. And then the Probiotic Blend, you know, it's a full dosing of 5 billion CFUs from 9 different probiotics for optimal digestive health. This stuff's awesome. Firstform.com/softcorehistory. That's the number one, STPHORM.com/softcorehistory for free shipping on all orders over $75 when you use the link. I have not been disappointed in a single thing that I've tried from them. It has all been like top-notch, top-of-the-line stuff. I really am impressed by this company that I hadn't heard of before they started advertising with us and the other people we work with. And like immediately was impressed. Like, this is not just me reading off a script. I love their stuff. Next up, last but not least, we've got Ghostbed, ghostbed.com/softcorehistory. Fuck. Starboard. Next up, last but not least, you got ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Go there. You'll get 40% off of bundle deals where you get a mattress and an adjustable base. Anything else you add in from there, 40% off your entire cart. Or if you need to shop a little more a la carte for mattresses, pillows, sheets, whatever, you can get 30% off your entire order if you use the promo code drinkingbros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All their stuff has cooling technology. The mattresses are the best you'll get anywhere. And, you know, it's made in America. You don't need good credit to buy any of these mattresses or whatever, which you can finance, by the way. And you can try it 101 nights for free. If you don't like it, you can send it back. Whatever. Cannot recommend Ghostbed enough. Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Love their products. Dan sleeps on a mattress. Me and Jake have pillows and sheets. They're awesome. They're awesome. They're the best bedding company, you know, around. Gotta check it out. Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All right, let's get back to the show.
Some people who had been washed downstream became trapped in an inferno as the debris that had piled up against the bridge caught fire. At least 80 people died in a fire in the water. The fire burned for 3 days. There was so much fuel and shit.
At that point, you just got to tip your cap.
The flood.
You're in that.
Yeah.
If you think you're living and then all of a sudden the water erupts in flame, at that point, no, I wouldn't even, because especially at that point in time, you wouldn't really know what's happening elsewhere in the world, like in Australia or Europe. So I would just be like, is this the apocalypse?
Probably.
Is this maybe?
And like, so you sink down and you drown yourself because you don't catch on fire. Like this.
I'd rather drown. Yeah. And honestly, you'll just probably get crushed by a submerged train anyway. This is a locomotive.
Wrapped in barbed wire.
Yeah. So. That's
what was that fucking pirate punishment that you talked about?
Oh, that's this. Yeah, where they put you on a rope and they just swing you.
Drag you under the fucking
rope. You become an anchor and they push you down in the water and they lift you up and you go against the boat, which has a bunch of like
it's just shellac.
Barnacles.
Yeah. Barnacles.
And it just cuts you the fuck up.
Yeah, that's this. This is that death, but with fire too.
Oh, by the way, you know who I think portrayed that death in fuck.
Black Sails?
Yeah. Ray Stevenson. Okay. I think he was the one that got dragged.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
So
subscribe to patreon.com/course.
That fire that we just talked about burned for 3 days straight. After floodwaters receded, the pile of debris at the bridge was seen to cover 30 acres.
Hell yeah.
And reached
that's
70 feet.
That's what Pennsylvania does, man. We got fires forever. We have a town that's been on fire for like 70 years now.
So like football and crab cakes, you guys are like, fires and what else? Wawas?
So Centralia has been on fire. I forget how long, you can look it up, but it was like an old mining town and it just caught fire and it's been on fire ever since.
You should do an on-site for that.
I don't think it's good for your health.
It can't be.
To like breathe it in.
So think about this. It covers 30 acres and the highest point of the trash pile is 70 feet high. That's an insane amount of debris. It took workers 3 months to remove the mass of debris, the delay owing in part largely to the huge quantity of barbed wire that it composed the debris pile. They just keep like picking up pieces and be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Cause it's,
and then immediately get infected. And,
yeah. It actually killed some people trying to help.
I'm sure it did. At that point, like, if you're in charge, if you're whatever FEMA is back then, and someone comes up to you and you're like, give me the situation report, what's going on? And they're like, sir, the water is on fire and armed.
The water has a
like
knife.
You just got to be like, okay, we're not going in. Everyone in there's on their own. We will just cordon off the area. Just set up a perimeter.
What if the National Guard went in and just started lighting up the river?
They just pulled a Caligula. They just started stabbing it. That's why Caligula got ahead of it. He had sent all those guys to stab the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, just nuke it. Actually, if you had nukes, nuke it.
But you said they should have just nuked it at that point. They pretty much did. The only way they were able to clear it was they just started blasting the area with dynamite to clear it out.
Sounds about right. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah. According to the Johnstown Area Heritage Association, 2,209 people died. Almost 400 of them were children. Among the dead were 99 entire families. The $17 million in damage equates to $4.4 billion in current dollars, including 1,600 obliterated homes and 4 square miles of complete destruction to the bedrock. In the aftermath, bodies were found as far away as Cincinnati, Ohio, more than 400 miles away.
Lord.
The flood was the first major initiative for the American Red Cross and was the deadliest non-hurricane flood in American history.
Perspective or context or whatever, Hurricane Katrina, that damage was $125 billion.
Yeah. So, not quite. I mean, that's
a nice insurance check, though.
For who?
For America?
The people who built that town.
Yeah. I guess if you're lucky.
Mr. Orleans came through and was like, no, let me get that check.
No, no, Carnegie.
Carnegie got the insurance check. The steel worker family who are all fucking drowned and wrapped in train barbed wire. Like, they don't get anything.
He paid them off, like, $3.
They're dead!
Naturally, people did want answers for the catastrophic failure of the reservoir, so the American Society of Civil Engineers appointed a committee of four prominent engineers to investigate the cause of the disaster. William Shinn became the new president of this committee in January of 1890. He was the former partner of Andrew Carnegie.
Oh.
Yeah. The committee concluded the dam would have failed even if it had not been lowered. And even if it had been maintained with the original design specifications. But this was pretty much challenged almost immediately. A hydraulic analysis published in 2016 confirmed that the changes made to the dam by the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club severely reduced its ability to withstand major storms, and that lowering the dam by as much as 3 feet and failing to replace the discharge pipes at its base cut the dam's safe discharge capacity in half. So it could have just not rained and done this. Like, this could have happened regardless of if it rained
okay.
day, which is insane.
So they killed 99 whole families, 400 children, 2,000 people.
Yeah, because they wanted a nicer... They wanted to,
it was in their eye line.
Bang whores between the pines.
It was in their eye line. They had to lower the dam.
Well, they needed to be able to drive a car across right. the dam to yeah. get filled to the
with,
other side.
Filled with whores to bang.
And again, they wanted to flood this place because they wanted to leave no evidence behind, and they wanted of the insurance money.
Yeah. yeah.
And stay woke, people.
Here's
who was not there? Carnegie.
No.
He never is. When the shit goes
they're
down.
Like, hey, buddy, Carnegie's like, now remember, no one go to bang whores on, what day was this?
March 20th. Yeah, he planned the storm, too. Yeah. yeah. No, but.
Weather's look. Well, they have the machines.
If anyone has them, it's probably him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the club was challenged in court, but they successfully defended accusations of fault, claiming that they only lowered the dam by 1 foot and that the flood was an act of God. Individuals who sued them all lost in court, and many went bankrupt, losing their life savings trying to fight their case.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
This decision ultimately led to the adoption of strict liability in the American legal system later on.
I like to think that actually that Andrew Carnegie was like, it was an act of God, but then to himself was like, I am God. That's me.
It's my act. Would you like rather died act? In this or in the Boston molasses flood?
Neither. It's impossible to say.
That's a stupid answer.
The molasses flood, though.
You want to suffocate in
I'd rather this
honey
sound,
type?
This sounds faster.
Actually, this might be instant. Yeah. I go with Rob's answer.
Yeah, because you're going to suffocate probably in the molasses.
I don't want to drown in molasses. That sounds awful.
You don't want to die like that mosquito in Jurassic Park.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to become a giant like Charleston chew.
Although it would be sick to like be in the future and you're in some cockroaches like Kane.
They bring you back.
Amber thing. Just like...
They're like, hey, let's take the blood out of this guy.
Whatever's like the future running Earth.
Yeah.
You're just in there, Kate.
Just an ant. So basically those responsible for this tragedy never even got held liable for it. I mean, sure, yeah, Carnegie did, donate a bunch of money and built a library in Johnstown. Henry Clay Frick actually donated thousands of dollars, but it pales into comparison to the damage caused and lives taken. But we did adopt way stricter liability for businesses regardless of acts of God. So basically, if you're in charge of something and it fucks up, even if it's an act of God, you're liable now, no matter what. Like, you're responsible for it.
It happens, like, on your property or whatever.
Yeah, because if you're dealing, and it's specific to certain things, so a dam would be one of them, where you are making a structure that impedes on the force of nature,
yeah,
that is your liability at that point.
So if somebody breaks into your house and they fall and get impaled by some fence, it's on you.
Not necessarily. It's not like that.
It does happen, though.
It does happen. That's a really random case,
if
though.
If someone
too.
Is on your property and you're all running around playing a game where you just like hold golf clubs up to the sky and yell "wee," and someone gets struck by lightning, which
gets struck
I do
by,
regularly.
Gets struck by a train.
Or a train, yeah.
Well, if you build your house on a railroad track, yes, that is on you.
I think a train falling out of the sky and crushing one of your house guests is...
And metal attracts trains.
Well, that's, again, that's not what this is talking about. It's talking about like a corporation that impedes on...
As Dan's lawyer, I'm going to tell you that this is exactly what that's talking about.
Okay, well, this is a fun conversation. It's great. Let me tell you about the law. Well, does it count if I like take a giant knife and jump on it butt first? Like, is that an act of God, right?
That's a nice maybe accidental spare bedroom callback. The knife butt challenge.
So yeah,
you just shove a knife up your ass.
That is a good one. But yeah, that's my episode for today, guys. Really tragic flood. I just wanted to tell you how insane it was because I didn't know it was filled with fucking knives and caught on fire for a long time.
I do appreciate that the flood was armed and then went Super Saiyan.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, it did go Super Saiyan. It exploded at one point. My favorite thing about, I didn't know floods did this. They kind of dip out for a little bit and then come back.
They don't all do that.
Technically, they can though. That. I know that like, I've heard of water flowing backwards before, like the Mississippi when the earthquake that rocked Missouri in like 1820 made the Mississippi flow backwards for a couple days or something like that.
Do you think this is what Bruce Lee meant when he said "be water, my friend"?
Yeah,
he meant be incredibly violent.
Be on fire, carrying as many knives as you can. That's the best way to fight.
And throw trains.
Yeah. Yes, throw a train as many times as
in
you can.
Vehicles.
He's just like, I promise you, if you throw a train, you will never lose a fight.
It's true.
Problem is keeping a train on you at all times.
What'd you learn, though?
I learned...
I knew about this.
I know you knew about it.
I honestly just learned that, you're not as important as the wealthy having a third or fourth location to bang whores in.
Yeah, or fish.
They need a vacation town.
Like, well, they have multiple vacation towns. This is just one of them.
I know.
I'm saying is like a fourth location.
You need a change of scenery.
Yeah.
What's wrong with more?
The Hamptons get boring. Nantucket gets boring.
Yeah, you always need a new spot.
Yeah.
Who's Hitler? Because I have one.
The fishing club. Just everyone in the fishing club.
Wrong. Dan.
The dam.
Wrong. Dam was fine. Until they lowered it.
I don't know. Just because they take away your resources doesn't mean you can't do your job.
I'm going to say Hitler was railroads. This wouldn't have happened.
Oh, yeah. Railroads, they would have kept, all right.
Yeah. They would have maintained that infrastructure if it was still a transport canal barge. Like a barge canal.
Yeah, they would have. Yeah. People would have given a crap about.
If they were still floating stuff up and down.
It's the same way now. People don't give a crap about.
Railroads.
Like railroad bridges and stuff.
Huh. Yeah. Isn't that weird? Have those chickens come home to roost yet? Not maintaining rail lines?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. It keeps happening. We just keep forgetting about the old stuff.
It's funny that people like freak out over random.
Well, don't regulate it.
Right.
Never regulate.
The answer is deregulation. Because people will only use the good tracks if you deregulate.
Yeah, no. That's why, like. Totally. People will only live
That'll
under-
only happen.
Yeah. People will only live underneath the good
people
dams.
Only make good choices, right?
That's right. No, yeah. See, if they, like, regulation wouldn't have helped this dam at all.
No.
People just chose to live there. They knew what was going on.
They knew the risk.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it for our show, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Again, check us out at Patreon. Patreon.com/softcorehistory. Check out our website, softcorehistory.com, for some merch. Dan's wearing a pretty sweet
shirt right now. Freedom Torches.
Check out that episode.
Listen to that episode.
Please like and subscribe. Leave a review, 5 stars, and then write a review on Apple, just 5 stars on Spotify. That's hugely helpful.
Please and thank you.
Dan shared a nice review we got on his socials today.
Yeah, he did. Also, thank you, MWM5367 from Discord, for the topic. Thanks so much, man. Or woman, I don't know. Really appreciate that.
Oh, I had to shout out...
You're kind of a downer, though.
This one?
Yeah.
This one's fun. I like talking about big,
just talking
floods.
About, like, the 1800s, 9/11. That's cool.
I mean, you talked about a flood.
That was funny, though.
Solely because it was sugar?
Yeah. And only, like, 17 people died.
Whatever. Grow up.
Oh, I want to say a shout out to Whiskey Sours for his review. I didn't read the title of it until later because I was reading it last week or whatever. I appreciate the title of his review. Deep cut reference. Play it for the dogs.
I don't get that.
We say it all the time in the beginning of the podcast.
You don't have
like
to,
the first year of the podcast.
Yeah, like you don't have to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. The guns.
Just put it on for your dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm the only person that remembers anything that gets said on this podcast.
Yeah, probably.
I forget most of it, but I do remember that because it was my line. But yeah, just put it on for your dog.
Yeah, just let it ride.
You can leave. You don't like us.
Actually, go to the back catalog, start from the beginning, and just
play it for the dog
all the way through.
If you think your dog needs to hear voices while you're gone.
Or if you don't want people breaking in and they think it's just a bunch of weird dudes talking about weird history.
God damn, every time I'm trying to break in this house, it's three dudes there just talking about the dumbest shit.
Yeah, do that. But yeah, that's it for us, guys. So thanks so much for listening. Tell people about the Patreon. And for Dan Regester and Rob Fox, I'm Jake Goldman.
You just got soft served.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.